Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Just how dirty is your water bottle or your children's water bottle? Well, to look into this, I'm joined by Senior Lecturer in Clinical Microbiology at the University of Leicester, Dr. Primrose Freestone. Primrose, good morning to you.
Good morning to you too.
Well, I read about this last night. I ran straight downstairs and I scrubbed the water bottles with the brush and the washing up liquid. I hope I did a good enough job. But you're here to tell us that we need to be doing that probably more often than we are currently.
Absolutely, yes. It's great that people have reusable water bottles. It protects the environment and, of course, it keeps people hydrated. You do need to drink 6 or 8 glasses of water every day. So that's 2-3 pints of water. However, the problem with reusable water bottles is what goes into the water bottle when you've drunk it, because basically what's in your mouth, on your hands, on the outside of the bottle will end up on the inside of the bottle, and those bacteria and fungi will start to attach to the interior side of the bottle and start growing. And before you know it, you've got a biofilm, a slimy layer of bacteria, and they're going to contaminate your water and potentially make you unwell.
Mm. And this is particularly true if you're drinking something other than water from your bottle.
Absolutely. So if you have fruit juices or a milkshake, protein shake, what nourishes you is actually going to nourish the bacteria that inevitably end up inside your bottle. So really, water bottles should be for just plain water. And if you keep the water cold, you're also going to slow down the growth of the bacteria. But the thing is, you can't stop bacteria getting into your water bottle. And so therefore, you really do need to keep it clean.
Mm-hmm. And you recommend a super clean, don't you? Not just with the washing up liquid that I used last night. You need to do a little bit more than that, do you?
Well, the washing up liquid is good, particularly if you have hot water above 60 degrees. That will kill the bacteria. And the washing liquid, the detergent, will actually help to scrape off anything growing on the inside. But if you've left your bottle for a long time, or you've not washed it for a long time, you need to give it a super clean. And that's where that bottle of vinegar you got in the cupboard could be quite helpful. The vinegar, the acetic acid in the vinegar, it will kill off bacteria growing on the inside of your water bottle. And ideally leave it overnight or a couple of days, then rinse it out and then do the hot water detergent scrub. Let the bottle dry overnight, because drying also is quite sanitising. And then you're fine, but really, you've got to wash your bottle, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you've got to keep it very clean. So if you are using vinegar, what's the ratio of vinegar to water?
1-1. So okay, you've got 200 mils of vinegar, 200 mils of water. Put it in the bottle and leave it for a good time, at least overnight, and a couple of days will pretty much kill off anything inside. But then, of course, you've got to get rid of whatever's actually been killed. So that's why you have to do the detergent wash as well.
OK, now some people might have very old, tatty water bottles. When do you get to the point where you say, I'm sorry, you've had a good life water bottle, it's time for you to go?
Well, it depends on how often you use it, how often you drop it, where it's been left. It's been left in the sunlight, really you need to keep them out of UV light, because that damages things like plastics or metal, and glass are less sort of affected. But the thing is, any water bottle is going to deteriorate over time, and inside, particularly if you're going to wash it regularly, you're going to get scratches, and that's going to promote bacteria attaching. So the thing is, your water bottle maybe a couple of years at most, and it depends on the quality of the bottle and what it's basically made of. Plastic ones tend to last shorter times than glass or metal ones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but either way, you clean your bottle.
Clean it, that is the message, and clean it well. What pushed me over the edge was this survey, the Water Filter Guru study, which found that the levels of bacteria, including E. coli, found in a typical water bottle were similar to those found on toilet seats. Not good.
Well, it's not good, but it's also not surprising. Okay, so you've had a drink of your water in the toilet, all right. To get into that toilet, you've had to touch a handle. People touching toilet door handles won't actually have had a chance to wash their hands. And whenever you go to the toilet, you'll actually end up with E. coli on your hands. So therefore, anything on your hands is going to end up on the bottle, and whatever's on the outside of the bottle on your hands will end up inside as well. So I'm not at all surprised about that, but it does actually sort of suggest you do need to be careful about washing your hands properly as well.
You certainly do. Primrose, we always love talking to you. Thank you very much, Dr. Primrose Freestone. Wash the bottle.